first thing to do is to isolate yourself.
This is the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a COIN 6 digital exclusive.
Group gatherings are being banned all around the globe because of the coronavirus outbreak.
The banning of even small gatherings all but eliminated group meetings critically important to addiction recovery.
And this is life-altering for many who are overcoming addiction.
Today, I talk with COIN 6 reporter Elise Haas about addiction in the time of pandemic and how addicts can keep walking the long road to recovery. Elise, thank you for spending some time with me today.
I thought it was good to be with you, Ian.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it really is. I don't get to see you very much anymore, considering social distancing, but it's good to hear your voice over the phone.
I have very personal experience with how important those meetings are. In the course of your story, what did you find out about the importance of the meetings for addicts?
The biggest thing is community. Community is really important in recovery, and having your support system available to you when you are going through those difficult times of anxiety or stress or uncertainty. When, say, meetings, that becomes part of a routine, which is also another important step. Having a routine and having your community, going to those meetings on a daily basis and having the people to rely on. So then all of a sudden, what, you get into this pandemic and those are somewhat gone and you weren't really anticipating that to happen, right? And that can really be a trigger for people who really rely on that sense of community and those mentors. And it could also, of course, then trigger a relapse. So talking to these addiction recovery specialists, I really learned about how in a very quick time frame, they're trying to turn around and get a lot of these resources online.
So one of the biggest concerns here when it comes to addiction recovery is you need to be around people. You need to be sharing your story with people and they sharing their story with you as a way to develop that community. But that's something that's just simply impossible to do right now because a majority of these types of meetings have been banned.
Yeah, so these meetings are all banned because, of course, mandates from governors. Of course, everyone's worried about spreading coronavirus, and that's something that we all need to be worried about. So instead, what a lot of groups are doing are having their AA meetings virtually. So they're meeting on group chats like Zoom, Google Meet, FaceTime. They're using all of these sorts of resources and meeting in group settings online instead and sharing that way. And I've talked to some people who are in recovery, and even though they are saying it's been difficult because it has broken up their routine, they have still been going to these virtual meetings and it is definitely helping.
And who did you talk to today?
I talked to two people. I talked to Paul Brevin. He's the co-founder of Sober Buddy. And he's also a certified addiction specialist, and he has more than 20 years of experience. So he actually founded Sober Buddy with his daughter. It is actually right now in the early stages of becoming an app. It's about 2 months away from being available to download on your phone. But right now, it's basically an email subscription, and it's completely free. They send daily emails with challenges for people who are going through recovery. And that way they can practice their treatment at home with all of these different suggestions. Right now, Paul is sending out tailored challenges during the coronavirus pandemic. He's suggesting ways that people can hook up on social media, how to do these virtual group meetings, dealing with stress and anxiety, also, of course, relationships. You know, those are difficult for people who are going through recovery. And it's even more difficult when you're spending a lot of time in the house. So that can also create conflicts. And he is teaching people how to work through those conflicts right now. The second person that I talked to is Steve Harris. He is somebody who I've worked with on other stories about addiction, recovery, and suicide, and overcoming all of those things, especially when they compound on one another. He works at Serenity Lane, which is a drug and alcohol treatment center in Portland and in Vancouver. So he is really trying to reach out to all of the people within his network right now, all of his patients, and let them know that even though that they cannot come in necessarily right now because businesses are closing down, that they are working to make all of the phone calls to reach each and every one of them on multiple times a week until they come up with a full plan to really get around all of these mandates and stay at home orders And of course, they're doing online meetings as well. I think the biggest thing for people is breaking up a routine. From my experience of speaking with individuals, when one thing would seem to fall, everything kind of starts to crumble. Because when you're going through recovery, it's all about managing. How can you manage life? How can you cope? And so right now, coping becomes a little bit harder. Normally, you rely on your mentors and you talk through it and you have access to them and people and support in that way. That lack of routine and the uncertainty that kind of revolves around it, especially in a crisis like this, because there really is no light at the end of the tunnel right now. You know, we don't know how long we're going to have to stay inside. And all of that can really lead to somebody maybe relapsing. So we're going to have to kind of find a new sense of normalcy. Normal is going to be staying home, and we're going to have to be okay with that.
Did either Steve or Paul have any insight as to how this situation could worsen over time?
What's really difficult, of course, is if people do relapse or start relying on, you know, drugs and alcohol to cope. Paul mentioned that he was worried that this might lead to people who might just have a mild substance use disorder, maybe worsening because they're stuck inside and start leaning on drugs and alcohol to cope. That's one thing that he sees possibly happening throughout the next few months. On Steve's side, as he's still working at Serenity Lane, he's finding that he's worried about people going through detox and having to do that alone. That's something that definitely needs to be, you know, someone needs help with that for safety reasons, because it's not safe to necessarily go through detox by yourself. So they're trying to keep all of their services open to people in a safe way to make sure that they're not, you know, spreading any viruses, and they're checking everyone before they come in. But I think, you know, both inpatient treatments become difficult when you're trying to also curb a pandemic, but also people who might not really have had problems may develop them during this time.
What hope did they offer?
I think there's always hope. There's always hope, because so many people have recovered, and it proves that recovery works. And so the main thing is that they just wanted to remind people to keep doing what they have been doing. That daily routine, it could be their short daily readings, doing that themselves, calling others, making sure that they know that other people are there and willing to listen. Meditate. I do this myself because I'm an anxious individual. And, you know, it doesn't have to be something goofy and weird. It's just giving yourself a minute. There's lots of apps out there that are free that you can use. Of course, another thing that's really important right now is to be exercising. I know we're not supposed to be doing anything physical with other people, but taking a walk, taking a nap, making your bed, these are all things that they say will help. Because if you can continue a sense of normal life, then there is hope for moving on.
And speaking of help, did either of them have any thoughts for you and I and others who may have a friend, a relative, a loved one dealing with an addiction or going through addiction recovery, how we can help them?
The best thing to do is not be afraid to ask, how are you doing? And not in the way that you normally get the, oh, good, good. And how are you? Good. You know, that very surface level, how are you? I think it's important to ask people who you know are going through recovery, hey, how are you doing? And then leave it at that. And once they don't give you the full answer, they're like, no, really, how are you doing? And then open it up and let them know that you're ready to listen. And most of the time, they're ready to talk. Being able to have somebody to listen, they'll end up being able to work through whatever is going on with them.
Elise Haas, thank you very much for spending some time with me.
Thank you so much, Ian. I'm glad that we could talk about this and share this with others.
For more addiction resources, including information on Paul Brethren's Sober Buddy app, head to coin.com. Also today, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced that state tax payments are now not due until July 25th because of the coronavirus pandemic. And Oregon state health officials announced 57 new cases of coronavirus, 11 of them in Marion County. That will do it for me this evening. I'm Ian Costello for the Coin Podcast Network. Stay safe, and we will talk tomorrow.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.